you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
So many blessings, and what? Only one day to be thankful for them? How messed up is that? I don't know about you, but my parents taught me to have an attitude of gratitude. And this was long before that phrase became popularized. But it served me well over the rest of my life. I mean, none of us have to look very far to find someone who has much bigger problems than we have, right? My mother and father used to point that out to me on a pretty regular basis when I was a child. And it went beyond that old tired phrase, "There are starving children in Africa, so eat your vegetables." My folks were products of the Great Depression. So their perspective on the value of certain things in life, it was always tempered by the thought that it could all just disappear in the blink of an eye, you know, like it did when they were children. And I think those of us who did not live through the Depression, we could learn a few valuable life's lessons from them, you know, the greatest generation, the people who survived the worst economic downturn in history, and then turned right around and fought World War II, and won, by the way. That generation powered through difficulties that we can't even begin to imagine. So when I start to feel sorry for myself, I just try to remember a line my mother taught me. Stop worrying about the things you don't have and be thankful for the things you do have. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, isn't it? Being thankful for the blessings that God has already given us. Instead of complaining about stuff we want but just can't quite seem to get. It reminds me of that old Rolling Stones song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want." Yeah, I know. Here goes Randy off into the weeds again with another disc jockey reference. But with regard to this subject, Thanksgiving, that song really does apply. Remember the lyrics? You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. You know, I've quoted that line in the Bible study classes I teach to teenagers at our church. Of course, their reaction is always the same. Don't start in with your old songs. But I think the overarching message is really a good one, even if young people don't want to hear about it. In the end, how many of us don't have what we need? Think about it. In the United States of America, how many of us don't have what we need? Sure, if there's only one person who doesn't have what they need, then that's one too many, especially in this, the most affluent country in the world. But the overwhelming majority of Americans, we live pretty comfortable lives, don't we? Or, to put it another way, there's a big difference between what we need and what we want, like the song says. Most of us have everything we need, but virtually everyone wants more, and there's nothing wrong with that until we start allowing those wants to cause us to overlook how truly blessed and fortunate we are, what we already have. Take the pilgrims, for instance. After all, they were the ones who established Thanksgiving in the first place, if we're to believe traditional history, and by the way, I do. The pilgrims who first came to this continent, they endured unbelievable hardships. In fact, if the pilgrims had had any idea how difficult things were going to be in the New World, they almost undoubtedly would never have come here. Well, first and foremost, they were not prepared for the harsh winters of New England, as they called it. And as a result, a lot of them died in the very first year. Of course, one of the main reasons why was diseases they'd never encountered before, and that extremely cold winter certainly played a major role in all that. But the other factor was food. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, after all. The pilgrims very quickly found out they didn't know squat about farming in the New World, and, of course, that exacerbated the disease problem, but it also created starvation, widespread starvation, as a matter of fact. So the pilgrims were dropping like flies during the first winter in the New World, And it's not like they could just order more supplies from the old world. They didn't have Amazon or anything. They were really on their own, completely alone. That is, until they started interacting with the Native Americans, or what Christopher Columbus mistakenly called Indians because he thought he was in India when he landed in the New World. And it was the Indians, the Native Americans, who saved the pilgrims from starvation and disease that would have otherwise killed them all. No debate about it. See, the Native Americans were good farmers. Of course, they were much more accustomed to the climate, too. Not to mention, they were familiar with the indigenous produce that could be grown in North America. So in the earliest days of the Plymouth colony, the Europeans would have been totally wiped out if it weren't for the indigenous people who helped them learn how to adapt to their new land. In fact, the Native Americans were the ones who introduced the pilgrims to fertilizer. No, really, look it up. Native Americans depended heavily upon fish in their diet, but they didn't let any part of the fish go to waste, not even the fish heads. They showed the pilgrims how to bury the fish heads in the soil to make the crops grow faster and bigger, and that undeniably saved countless lives, probably the entire pilgrim population. As a result, it should come as no surprise to anyone why the pilgrims invited their Native American neighbors to join them in their first Thanksgiving celebration. Because without the Native Americans, the pilgrims would have all been dead by then. The point I'm trying to make, and rather poorly, I suspect, is that the pilgrims had suffered terribly during their first few years in the New World, New England. But yet, they took the time to pause and thank God for what they had, rather than whining about what they didn't have. And they didn't just commemorate this occasion with their families. They invited their friends, even their newfound Native American friends, to join them. So that's what makes Thanksgiving so historically significant. That's what helps it to endure all these centuries later, because we as Americans still celebrate Thanksgiving in exactly the same way. Or at least we should, anyway. I mean, we should spend our holiday with that attitude of gratitude that my parents instilled in me when I was a child. Because just like the pilgrims, my parents had suffered terribly during the Great Depression and World War II, but they didn't waste their energy on that. They concentrated on how God had blessed them and what they had in the wake of all that tragedy. They spent their time on Thanksgiving with that attitude of gratitude. And I hope I've been able to pass that along to my children as well. But at the root of it all was the common denominator that binds all of humanity together, all over the globe, food. The Native Americans helped the pilgrims grow more and better food, and the pilgrims introduced several new kinds of food to the Native Americans, and then they all shared in the benefits. And that's the heart and soul of Thanksgiving, and the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I might add. So, today, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving dinner and how to prepare the most traditional dish for Thanksgiving dinner. Of course, turkey. When I was a child, we always went to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And my grandmother always prepared the turkey the same old-fashioned way, roasted in the oven. But over the years, there's been lots of new and creative ways to prepare the Thanksgiving turkey, like deep fat frying a turkey Cajun style, smoking a turkey barbecue style, or even grilling a turkey, I guess, Texas style. Now, admittedly, the grilling option is a low and slow method. It's a lot like smoking the meat, you know, offset from a very low fire. You have to be careful to maintain a steady temperature, 300, 350 degrees. So a gas grill or a pellet grill is probably your best option. You should go see Chris Goodlander at Lone Star Grills on I-45 North in Willis. He's got the perfect cooker for you. But when you do cook outside, it does free up the indoor oven for the other side dishes, and cleanup is a lot easier. And I'll readily admit that I haven't actually tried any of those methods myself because it's just way too easy to let a restaurant do it for you. And I'd much rather spend my Thanksgiving visiting with family and friends than working my fingers to the bone in the kitchen. So yes, the Hames family will celebrate Thanksgiving at our house, the grandparents' house, just like when I was a kid. And just like when I was a kid, we're going to try to do it as my mother advised. Stop worrying about the things you don't have and be thankful for the things you do have.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It has been far too long since we last hosted our old friend Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. So here he is. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, Randy, and always good to talk to you. And it seems like wintertime might finally be approaching us.
Yeah, it does look like that, doesn't it? You know, the first thing that popped up when I visited your website was a sign that read, Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dyke Road, now open 24/7. Tell us about that.
Okay. We're busy most all of the year, and during the spring and the summer and even on into the early fall, we remain open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But when we get around the 1st of November, we usually drop our hours down just a bit. We're still open from Thursday through Sunday. We're open 24 hours. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we open at 5 a.m., and then we close at 9 p.m. Those are about the slowest days of the week, and it gives the folks at the store a little bit more time off. So we kind of trim the hours just a little bit, because usually after 9 o'clock on the first 3 days of the week, it really slows down, and so it works out very well that way. But we're still open 24 hours during the peak time of the week, and there's an awful lot of fishing going on. We always think that spring and summer is the time to go fishing, and that's good in terms of the comfort zone, but there's a lot of anglers like to go out and target different species of fish, and in the fall, we have some exciting times when it comes to fishing, and we're right in the middle of what we call the flounder run, and it's just a natural thing that happens every year where the flounder make a migration, an annual migration out into the Gulf of Mexico and spawn, and during that time, they start leaving the estuary and the shallows, and they start eating like I do. They start eating like crazy, and they bulk up really big, the females especially, and as they pass through our area and all of the areas that go into deep channels before it goes into the Gulf of Mexico, the fishermen target those flounder, and we're allowed during the month of October and the first couple of weeks of December, we're allowed to keep two of those flounder, and most of the time they're large females, and sometimes they'll actually get up into 5 pounds or more, and some of them even go up into that 8 and 9 pound range. And so we really enjoy that time of the year, and Boyd supplies all of the bait and tackle needed to be able to catch those flounder. It's my favorite fish, not only to catch, but also to eat. And so I'm always excited during this time of the year. In fact, I hold a tournament at Boyd's One Stop, and it starts the 1st of October and runs all the way through December 31st. And so folks can enter the tournament. It's just a little old $20 fee. But this year, we've got over 350 people in that tournament, and so our payouts are really big. Last year we paid out $2,500 for first place, $1,000 for second, and $500 for third, and I'm going to be able to boost those numbers up. We even have a little small division for the smallest legal lightest flounder, which is 14 inches in terms of length, and so whoever catches one closest to 14 inches and it's the lightest flounder at the end of the tournament, they'll also win a cash prize, and right now it's up at $500. So, Randy, this is a great time of the year, not only for the fishing side of Boyd's One Stop, but we're making all kind of plans to get ready for this crawfish season.
And a lot of people realize Boyd's One Stop may have just begun as a bait shop, but now you have a fresh seafood market. It's one of the best anywhere in the state of Texas. So what cuts of fish are really good right now?
Well, right now, in terms of the Boyd's Cajun Grill, during the winter months, you know, the crawfish season's kind of in a holding pattern. The crawfish go through a cycle as well, and they go through where they mate and lay eggs, and they go up in the mud and kind of hibernate a bit, and then the little crawfish hatch out, and they go through their little cycle of getting bigger and eating, and then long about December, they they start becoming a size that we can actually start to harvest. But until that happens, we're, like I say, we're talking about fish and shrimp. And so the grill has always got a pretty good menu of different varieties of cooking up some of the larger shrimp, such as the poor boys and shrimp baskets, and you name it, they can pretty much do it, all kind of sandwiches. And of course, we still roll in and have hamburgers and such like that. We try to make up some gumbo, and this time of year, you just can't beat a good old bowl of hot gumbo to kind of fill your needs there. I especially like gumbo and crawfish etouffee. But right now, the grill is alive and well and trying to cook up a good variety of seafood, Randy.
In a nutshell, Boyd's One Stop is the one stop you need to make when you're getting anything for catching or cooking seafood, including the bait and tackle and the ice and the ice chests. We tried to recruit you for one of our two shows on what to serve guests at sports watching parties in your home, Dave, but you were just too busy back then, so I'd like to tap into that subject right now. Let's start with shrimp, because they're very popular this time of year. I know Boyd's has a large variety of shrimp available. How would you prepare a simple shrimp cocktail for a group of about a dozen people at a sports watching party?
Well, you know, a shrimp cocktail is just pretty much simple all by itself. It kind of depends on what kind of sauce you like. And I do everything as easy as possible and get it done as quick as possible so I can get it in the belly, Randy. But it's all about presentation and, of course, taste as well. So I take the larger shrimp, 9-12 shrimp, and that means that there's an average of 9 to 12 to a pound, and those are really big. When you put one of those in the palm of your hand, it stretches out quite a ways. So I'll head those shrimp and peel them, and I'll devein them with a little simple tool called a deveining tool and clean it up a bit. And it's just a simple process, Randy, of boiling those shrimp, and it doesn't take long. From the time you've got the water boiling, it only takes just a few minutes for that shrimp to turn white, and you're ready to chill it down and then continue on to make your shrimp cocktail. In terms of spice or flavorings, I go simple. Once again, you can use a variety of either dry or liquid seasoning that you just pour a little bit into your pot of boiling water. You can add any of the Cajun spices if you want. It's just wide open on how you want that shrimp cocktail to taste. Sometimes I'll use Old Bay seasoning. And of course, if you want, you can add a little bit of salt to it as well. The crab boil has a little bit of a salt taste to it, and of course, the Old Bay seasoning or Tony Chachere's, they do as well. But coupled with just going to the University of Google online and looking up shrimp cocktail, you can get a variety of ways to cook them.
Now, the topic of conversation for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is turkey for Thanksgiving. Have you ever tried to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving, Dave?
You know, I leave that to the wife.
Well, how about fat frying a turkey? Have you ever tried to fat fry a turkey?
I'm going to tell you that when it comes to turkey, I haven't found a way that I don't like it. I just love turkey. I really do. And my wife cooks it so simple. We have a convection oven, and she cooks it. And you have the people that stuff their turkey, and you have the ones that don't stuff their turkey. My wife does it. She cooks it. She keeps it, once again, really simple. She takes a lot of butter, and she stuffs chunks of butter up underneath the skin, up around the breast of that turkey, and then I think she gives it a good light dose of salt and pepper, and she puts it in the convection oven. Now, when the weather's good, I will take a turkey and do it the same way. I put it in the old barbecue pit. It's also has a separate firebox, so you don't have too much heat under the turkey to give it a burn, because once again, with a large object such as a turkey, you have to kind of cook it slow and let the heat permeate all the way through till you get that optimum temperature that is required for fowl. And the only thing I care about on stuffing is get it stuffed into my belly.
This has been our old buddy Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. What's your website, Dave?
Our website at boydsonestop.com.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And if we don't talk to you again between now and Thanksgiving, happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it so much. And please give me a call and come on down and we'll hit the Cajun Grill and I'll stuff you like you can stuff a turkey.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Thanksgiving is a time for family, and one of the neatest families I know is Chris and Amber Goodlander. at Lone Star Grills on I-45 North in Willis. How are you and the boys doing, Chris?
Everybody's doing great.
So what are your plans for this Thursday? You staying home, visiting family? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I believe we got a little bit of a family gathering planned here. It's not too far away, so we'll be staying local, but getting together with friends and family.
So we'll get to the actual food preparation discussion a little bit later on in this segment. But first, let's talk about Lone Star Grills. As far as I can tell, you guys manufacture outdoor cooking units that can prepare a turkey in about three different ways. That's just from what I can tell. Let's start with your last name first, Grills. How many different kind of grills do you offer, Chris?
Yes, that's a good question. I don't really know. I don't know if I've stopped to think about it. I guess in general, we've got smokers, we've got charcoal grills, and then we've got combination units. We also sell gas grills built by other manufacturers, but us, really, we're into the grills and smokers.
Well, let's talk about smokers just a minute. Lone Star Grills features the traditional tube smokers with the offset fireboxes. I counted about a dozen different varieties on your website. But correct me if I'm wrong, can't you just kind of mix and match a lot of those features and create pretty much anything the customer wants?
Well, if you go to our website, you're probably right. There's probably between a dozen and two dozen standard models. But then when you start mixing and matching upgrades and add-ons and different accessories, the possibilities are endless. And then beyond that, we can build anything you want. You bring us an idea, whether it's just sketched out on a napkin or you've got a blueprint, and we can build it.
And then there's the insulated cabinet smokers, the things that look like something we'd expect to see in a professional kitchen, like a barbecue restaurant. But you can make them affordable for just about anybody, right?
We have a smoker to fit everybody's budget and everybody's need.
And Lone Star Grills also has a wide variety of commercial grills and smokers. Big Green Egg, Fire Magic, Lynx. How many different brands do you offer, Chris?
For the gas grills and then the Big Green Egg, we probably got 6 to 10 manufacturers that we represent and have on display in our store.
Well, I hit three there. Who are some of the others that I missed?
We've got RCS, Alfresco, Memphis, Louisiana, AOG, AMG grills. So we have several of them that we have in the store on display, and then we have several more that we can get.
But Lone Star Grills is not just a retailer. Those tube smokers, the insulated cabinet smokers, the grills that we mentioned earlier, those are custom fashioned in the fabrication shop that Chris has built right there at his I-45 location in Willis. So what kinds of equipment do you have back there in the shop?
We've got just about everything that any standard metal manufacturing shop or fabrication shop would have. We've got the welders, we've got the torches, we've got the presses, different kind of saws, and then all the hand tools. But then we've got some fairly sophisticated CNC machinery that does a lot of our cutouts. We've got some CNC press brakes that do all of our bending, just things that make the repetitive jobs go faster, easier, and a whole lot more accurate.
And you've got the craftsmen who know how to work all that machinery, right?
Well, that is the key. And it is the key in any business, is having dedicated employees who love what they do and are good at it, take a lot of pride in what they do. That's what makes us so successful.
Well, explain why all that precision workmanship is so important when it comes to a grill or a smoker or a deep fat fryer or a fire pit or whatever it is.
Well, there's a lot of choices out there. People can go all over the place. You can get fire pits and grills at the flea market, at the gas station, at the box store. But the precision and the quality sets us apart from the others. And that's what's important. When there's so many choices out there, there's a certain segment of the population that just demands a better product, a made-in-America product that they know is going to last and they know is going to perform as advertised, and that's where that precision comes in.
And plus, Lone Star Grills has a full line of accessories to go along with all those beautiful grills and smokers and fire pits and things. I especially mention the fire pits because it's getting cold, and this is a great time of year to sit out on the patio late at night and have a little fire. So visit his website to see for yourself. Also, you guys offer shipping, isn't that correct?
If you're not local, we can ship to you wherever you are.
And what about financing? Do you offer financing for your customers?
customers?
We've got a finance option that allows you to finance your grill or smoker or fire pit up to 36 months.
Now, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on cooking turkey for Thanksgiving. We talked about you having a family get-together there in Willis. Talk about your family's legacy. What are your early childhood memories of Thanksgiving dinner, Chris?
I don't think it's anything too much different than anybody else's. Everybody gets together with the family, and the patriarch seems to be the one in charge of carving the turkey like at everybody else's house. And that's still the way it is today. We don't have anything exotic or unusual. It's just the plain vanilla family get-together. But, you know, honestly, I think that get-together, that one time a year where the whole family's together, I think that's what it's all about. And catching up with relatives and family that you haven't seen in quite some time. And I think that's what it's all about, and I think that's what I look forward to the most.
Did your family go the traditional route and roast the turkey in the oven, or did you try more creative ways?
I think it's pretty much always been the traditional route. We've had some vacations over the years where we've gone up to the mountains and we've done the fried turkey up there, and we do a fried turkey here at work or a smoked turkey, but for the actual family get-together, it's pretty much always a traditional roasted turkey and then maybe also the ham.
Well, let's talk about the frying just a moment. One of the items you make and sell at Lone Star Grills that we simply don't talk about enough is the burner fryer boiler station. Tell us about that.
It's a perfect tool to fry that turkey this holiday season. In fact, you can do two of them at once with the one that we sell.
Wow.
The fried turkey, that's been made really, really popular over the last 10 years. With varying degrees of success, as we've all seen on YouTube with the epic turkey fails. But, you know, honestly, that is the perfect unit. You can roll it in. Like you said earlier, it's got casters. You can roll it out and fire those pots up and get that turkey frying.
So you say you fry a turkey there at work every year. So tell us how you do that.
You know, the thing is that preparation is key. You can't do the frozen turkey. That's a number one fail. So the turkey needs to be thawed out. And then I think for the fried turkey, the Cajun injection is a must. So you got your injection, you inject the turkey, the breast, the thighs, all over, let that sit. And then 3 minutes per pound on average is what you're looking for on that fried turkey.
Well, other than sticking a frozen turkey in the hot grease, what's the biggest mistake most of us at-home chefs make when we try to fry a turkey?
Well, a couple things. The turkey needs to be dry. Water and oil don't mix. When you put a turkey that's got any kind of moisture on it, that starts to pop, and that's not good. The biggest mistake is overfilling the pot with oil. People don't account for displacement. When you put a 15-pound turkey in a pot that's already filled up with hot oil and you dunk it in there, all the oil comes out of the pot, catches on fire. That's the frozen turkey and then overfilling the pot with oil. What you can do before you ever inject the turkey is put some water in your pot. Use the pot that you're going to cook with. Put some water in there. Fill it up about half full. Take your turkey, dunk it all the way into the pot. Make sure you have enough oil to cover the water for the test. We want to make sure we have enough water to cover the turkey completely. If you need to add some more water, fine, do that. Then take the turkey out, let it drip dry, and then put a little mark where that line is, where that level is, so that when you go the next day to fill up your oil, you don't overfill it.
That's brilliant. And I suppose this might be a stupid question to ask a guy who manufactures and sells smokers for a living, but have you ever tried to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I have, and I think we may do that this year here at work as well. Smoked turkey is one of those things that if you don't get it right, it can go really, really bad. Seems to dry out a lot on you, but the fact of the matter is you don't have to do it or treat it much different than you do a smoked chicken. 275 to 300, and you're looking for an internal temp of about 165 on the breast. Once you hit 165 on the turkey breast, then you're done. Pull it out, let it rest for a little while, and carve it just like you normally would.
This has been our good friend and sponsor, Chris Goodlander of Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 North in Willis. Tell us how to get to your store, Chris.
I-45 North, exit 102, make a U-turn. We're on a southbound feeder.
What's your website?
LoneStarGrills.com.
And social media?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This Thanksgiving season, we here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show are especially thankful for our relationship with you and Amber at Lone Star Grills. So all the best to you and your family, Chris.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
As the holidays commence, my thoughts always turn to family and friends, and there's only a couple of people in my life who qualify as both a family and a friend, but here's one of them. It's Fred Olson, my old partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, and my brother in life. How you doing, buddy?
Man, that's very thoughtful of you to say that. That's true. Family and friends, when you can meld those two together in life, you really are blessed. If you've got more than a couple, You know, if you can count all your friends out on a couple of hands, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's been over 8 years since we did our last H&H show together. And I told you at the time, I was going to miss working with you in the same studio every day, 5 days a week. But I had no idea how much. And it's especially painful this time of year, Thanksgiving, because that's when we had so much fun with Jim Bob and that never-ending struggle to cook the turkey.
Blowing the butt off the turkey. Oh, my goodness. That I think we revived that, actually. It had been on the show before we got there. And someone said, well, you know, they used to blow up the turkey. I went, really? Well, then we'd modified them. Suddenly we had a microwave blown up turkey. Then we had a standard propane infused skyrocketing
yes.
turkey butt. And then, so each year we go, what are we going to do this? How can we? And then just when you get about to go, we're finally going to make it, y'all. It's going, oh, I didn't have it on. or something like that. And yeah, that was, I always look forward to that. Because you know we call that in the industry? An easy, sure bit.
Yes, that's right. Never waste an easy, sure bit.
No.
That's right. Well, I'm sure your experience has been much the same as mine, so you won't be the least bit surprised to hear that I still have people come up to me from time to time and say how much they miss hearing Jim Bob blow up the turkey. It's as if he was a contestant on Hell's Kitchen long before they even dreamed up the concept for that show. He would have been perfect for that show, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, if we were still on air by now, we would have had Jim Bob's cooking show into like a 1 or 2 minute vignette a few days a week.
Oh, that would be great.
And Chef Bob, we could call it like Chef Bob or Chef Chef James.
Chef Jim Bob.
Yeah, we combine all the cooking shows from Man, Fire, Smoke or whatever into Trisha Yearwood's whatever, yada, yada. And it would be probably a lot of fun to do. And it would, what we would call in the industry, an easy, sure bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a running bit. We did that for every year for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
But we never seemed to run out of new and creative ways for him to do something stupid. And at the same time, I don't ever remember us really trying to think too far out in advance to figure out what to do. We'd just show up on Thanksgiving morning and dream up something and run with it.
Well, you know, stupid is as stupid does. It was a don't get stuck on stupid, but we did.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Well, I've already shared some of my early memories of Thanksgiving dinner at my grandparents' home back in Fort Worth.
Mm.
So how about you? Did you go to Grandma's house for turkey and dressing?
Actually, we generally lived across the United States from Grandma's house. We lived in the mountains in Oregon and in Pendleton when I was growing up till I was about 12. We lived in Oregon. Born in Minnesota, raised in Oregon, and then back to Minnesota when I'm just probably 12 and a half. And so, yeah, I remember some. That was kind of a big day in our family. The holidays were a more peaceful time. So Thanksgivings do stand out because my mother could really cook. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, the basics, getting ready for the holiday season, and that's when candy would start to appear. And relatives would send us stuff. My brother, my oldest brother, George, who's now living near Phoenix, he would send a huge 5-pound box of Fanny Farmer candy. And many, I don't know if Fanny Farmer makes candy anymore, but it was the most amazing gift because I could go. And then they would list what the chocolates were, what was in them, nougat and caramel and nuts and coconut. And I go, wow. Because when you live in the middle of nowhere, that was a pretty big deal.
Well, what about extended family members? Maybe some colorful characters. Got any stories?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, here at the ranch, what we now call Resurrection Ranch out here in Central Texas, every other year we generally have the family in, and that's Bev's side of the family, because mine all live now, they live in Georgia, and some in Phoenix and the rest in Minnesota. But so we have a cousin, Paul. Now, Paul is a retired dentist now, but he's like 6 foot six, 6'5", 6'6", big Paul. We call him Painless Paul the Dentist. So, and Paul's awesome. He shows up, and he'll bring two turkeys, and he deep fries them.
Ooh.
And being that he's a doctor, he pulls out all those syringes and he shoots all that juice in those turkeys. He gets the oil just right and then he cooks them up. Then he surgically takes them apart, just like an oral surgeon. And it's we just stand back and eat. So it's wonderful. It's nice to have a relative who does that kind of cooking, you know. But he's just so funny because he takes such pride in it, and he should, because it's excellent, really excellent stuff.
So do you know what he injects into the turkey?
I think he buys some pre-made stuff, some whatever There's dozens of things you could buy as far as either MSG laden or without MSG. And I guess it looks like it's got butter and oil and MSG in it. So
you keep mentioning that.
It's great because we field strip those. You have to like run them into the house before people eat them.
You have to what?
It's outside. People start eating it the minute it comes out of the oil and it cools off, is what I'm saying.
I see.
There you go.
Have you ever tried to slow smoke a turkey?
You know, I'm not much on smoked turkey. I know everybody loves it, but I don't know. It's, to me, I've not had real good ones in the past. And there are people who buy them and swear by them and people who do it well, but it's not something I've done. Even though I've got a great world-class smoker, I'm not. I like them fried because they're juicy. I like the way Bev cooks them slowly in the oven because they're juicy. We brine them the night before in salt and lemon and... Hey, honey? She's out of earshot now, but we brine them overnight in a cooler if we're going to cook one in the oven traditionally.
Well, I've got two different friends who swear by smoking a turkey and wouldn't do it any other way.
Okay.
But that sounds like a lot of work to me. I just go to Otto's Barbecue and let them do it for us.
Well, you got to keep the heat really pretty precise within a few degrees. And if you kind of wander off and if you're like doing using sticks or you know, free wood like that and not a pellet smoker, man, you got to really make sure it's going to be just so. That's, you know, what I've seen. I've seen people screw them up and then you're eating like shoe leather. Oof. Or they're too strong or they use too strong an oak and it just overpowers the meat. But that's just my experience. But I know people right now are ordering their smoked turkeys from places because they're getting ready for the season, so they love them.
So let's talk about the way you and Bev like to cook a turkey and what you're going to do this particular year. I know that your kids have moved to Georgia now, so are you going out to visit them?
Yes, we'll be in South Georgia this year. And I imagine instead of mashed potatoes, we'll probably have grits. I don't know. That's a great place for cuisine. That just a little north of Tallahassee, about an hour or so, and then you get that southern cuisine in there too, and a lot of seafood and everything. And but yeah, since almost all of my blood family now live there, my brother, you know, we haven't had a Thanksgiving together since we were kids.
Is that right?
Since we were probably when I was 12.
Are you going to get together with him when you go out there?
Oh, yeah, because he's about 30 minutes from the kids and the grandkids. They live really close to each other. It's weird how God worked that out. But, yeah, I'll get up in the morning and run up and have coffee with my brother out on the deck. We'll be wearing parkas because it's cold there. So, yeah, we kind of ping-pong back and forth, and they will have a large, eight or ten people there for theirs, and then the kids, so we'll probably eat with the kids a little bit and eat with them a little bit and compare notes. But yeah, it dawned on me yesterday, Parr, that I hadn't had Thanksgiving with my brother since I was about 12.
Wow. Well, then that'll be a momentous occasion for you.
It really will. And it's, even though we stay in contact, we talk each week, it's one of those things that I imagine we'll be dredging up some memories.
Well, there's another method called spatchcocked grilled turkey. Boy, you got to say that carefully, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You know, I've done the spatchcock chicken on my smoker, and we love that because it does stay juicier and it cooks more uniformly. So I'd recommend trying that. I would do that.
So talk about that a minute. How do you do a spatchcocked grilled turkey or chicken?
First, you go to YouTube and you type in spatchcock turkey or chicken. No, I'm serious because they'll show you exactly what part of the bone to cut out the back.
Uh-huh.
You have to have a very sharp knife and or sharper cooking shears, even better. And you cut out a strip behind there, and you literally make a little incision in the breast, and then you open it up. You butterfly it. You just open that thing up, and then you cook it skin up on your smoker or even oven, and it just uniformly does cook the turkey. It really does. But if you have to have a big oven if you're going to get a big turkey, though.
Well, buddy, it's been a pleasure. If I don't talk to you again between now and Thanksgiving, all the best to you and Bev.
Hey, you too, and we will talk again soon. We talk with the next segment, What to Do with Your Leftovers.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.